Dublin, Bogman's Tongue, from Mark Leslie. Lord Mayor's spire of stainless steel rises amidst speechless monuments of stone. I rush up and down the Moor Street, looking for someone who resembles Yeats, O'Neill, or Seamus Heaney, or speaks Gaelic like Cathal O'Shaughey. I walk the streets O'Connell, Parnell, O'Henry, head through the Georgian squares with blind-eyed windows, cross over the Irish Bridge, over the dark River Liffey, past Trinity, up the Grafton Street, to find some Ulysses dozing in a bleeding horse's bar, or Joyce himself walking with his stick towards the Gresham Hotel to raise souls of the dead or chat with gold-toothed ladies. I look for garrulous men and chattering women straight from the plays of Synge. I seek out the stories of the forgotten Gandhi in the alleys of Dublin Castle. Celtic tiger fumes with his twisted tongue in the blitz of supermarkets. His sister dart snakes along the parks of pleasure where once Oscar Wilde lay shivering and cold and penniless. Like Shiva's serpent, it circles around Blue Sea's neck. The city's crab legs thump the waters in joy as finally a bright sun comes out to mock the myth of incessant Irish downpours. Only drowned bogman's rubbery body put on show in the city center speaks Gaelic and reads the Book of Kells like Bhagavad Gita.